Kevin, I was with a couple of Newcastle season ticket holders on Thursday night, and they said to me, how on earth are we going to get through the match this afternoon with West Ham? It's going to be a nerve-jangling day for those Geordies, isn't it?
It is, and they don't deserve it. But, you know, they are where they are. I'm hoping, like all Newcastle supporters, that they win that game, because I've got a strange feeling that Hull will beat Man United. I wouldn't say that very often. Yeah, it's not a great time to be, you know, a Newcastle fan. There's all sorts wrong with the football club, which I'm not going to expand on, because the Newcastle fans don't want to hear an ex-player manager knocking them. I just hope and pray that they get the result and then something good happens to that club. And that good has got to be Mike Ashley selling it or getting out of there, because he doesn't understand that club, and that's the best thing that can happen. The finance director's going, the guy behind him's going to different jobs, they're leaving. Let's hope that that's the sign that the club is actually going to be sold to someone who runs it in a way that they say, you know, what is this football club? What is it about? Have a look at what it's really about and understand it, not just buy it as a commodity that you think, well, I'll buy it, as Mike Ashley did. He was going to buy the Newcastle or Leeds. Newcastle was a more favourable deal for him at the time, easier to do, so he did it. There was no, you know, emotional attachment to that club. I'm not saying there's got to be, but if one club needs an emotional attachment, it's that one. It's a one-city club. You know, people don't come from Singapore and India and the Middle East and that far away to watch Newcastle. All their supporters are living within about 10 miles of that ground, and all Geordies who travel back, you know. So, very special club, in a bit of a predicament, but let's hope and pray, if you're a Newcastle fan anyway, that we scrape through.
Yeah, because the Newcastle fans, the interesting thing they said, and they were sort of lifelong season ticket holders, that they said to me, you know, that the one thing about it is, it's upsetting for us. Do you know what I mean? And I you could sort of chatting to them, and I chatted to them for a long time. You could really feel that hurt, you know, Kevin.
You know, I mean, in any other business, you know, you treated your customers, and the fans are customers, the way they've been treated. You know, if someone said, if they went back to Mike Ashley, someone said, and Mike Ashley said, what's the worst thing I can do at Newcastle? Someone would say, change St. James's Park and call it Sports Direct. So he tried to do it. I mean, it's incredible that you could buy a club with that tradition and that base of fans that are, that come rain or shine. I mean, they want not to go to the games at the moment. I know how they feel. The Geordies, they want to protest. They really do. But a lot of them think, hold on, this is my club. This is what I've been doing for 10, 15, 20, sometimes 50, 60 years. It's very, very difficult for them. They sort of on a Monday or on a Sunday say, I'm not going. Monday, they start thinking about it. Tuesday, they're not so sure. And by Thursday, they're going again. And I don't think the answer is to boycott the games. I think it's to get through this season, hopefully stay up, and then hope and pray that somebody who, with a lot of money, who cares about Newcastle United Football Club, wants a very special football club, and it is a very special football club, I know that better than anybody, that comes along and says, that's for me, and then sit down with sensible people, not some of the people that Mike Cassidy's put around him in the past. I've had the misfortune to work with some of them. Sensible people who say, right, what is this club about? How do we change it for the better? It's not a difficult solution. You know, if you go and say, we're going to get a team of players who really care, who've got decent ability, plus hopefully a bit more than that, who we can bring on to play in front of this crowd, and that crowd will inspire them, and they give it everything they've got, then you've got a formula for success at Newcastle. They will not care if you lose 4-3, as happened a couple of times for me. They will not care if you lose 3-2 at home or 2-1 away if you've given everything you've got. And that's what they want to see. And it's not a difficult thing to work out, really, unless you're from another planet. And I think Mike Ashley runs that club from another planet.
Yeah, I mean, you'd obviously, from what you said, urge him to sort of go now, go immediately, really, for the good of Newcastle, Kevin, yeah?
It's not just me would urge him to go. Everybody connected with that football club, even some of the people who are employed there. You know, they're employed, they've got mortgages, they've got to stay there, because of that. It's not easy to get, you know, jobs all the time like they've got probably at Newcastle. I understand all that. But, you know, it's time for a change. I mean, had a lot of years at it. It's not... had a mixed result in terms of, you know, could have finished in the top four once, but could have been relegated at least twice. They've been relegated once and a chance to be relegated this year. So that's 50% of the 6 years he's been there that they've been in trouble.
Kevin, our listeners, I know, will say, my goodness, the passion from Kevin Keegan just on a phone line there. How much do you miss managing, Kevin? Because it's still really obviously in your blood. You're living and breathing it, even this morning with us.
I don't miss it at all, to be honest with you. When I had my court case with Mike Ashley, my lawyer said, you've got to apply for a job to make our case stronger. And I said, well, why should I do that? I've never applied for a job. Or, you know, Man City, David Bernstein came to see me. Mr. Fayed came to see me at Fulham. You know, it's just that one club. You talk about that one club. Because my father was born in Hetley Old, same place as Bob Paisley. His dad escaped a mining disaster in Stanley. You know, it's in my blood. So when I went there, even though I was a Yorkshireman, when I went to play for them at the age of 30, I knew all about that club because my father kept talking about Jackie Milburn and even a guy called Hughie Gallagher, who still is the best scorer for Newcastle, games to ratio to goals scored back in the 30s. He is 5'5", centre forward. I would love to have seen him play.
Need you back there playing and managing, Kevin. That's what it needs.
I think playing is definitely out.
Managing?
Looking very doubtful, especially if Mr. Ashley keeps the club.
Exactly. Are they going to do it this afternoon? Last question.
Yes, I hope so. I'm praying.